Nihilus and I took a 70-hour road trip together to a frozen hell where I plan to kill another vampire lord. This one seems to be a paranoid idiot, and I can't decide if that makes it easier or harder. Guess we're gonna find out.
And welcome back to Midtown Mythos for the last time this season. This is the season finale. And I'm going to go ahead and say up front, if you've had any questions in your heart of hearts that you've ever wanted to ask us. Because frankly, we're waiting for more questions for the retrospective.
Yes. Normally we record that before we release the final episode. And I was saying, you know, like, what if people have questions at the end of it all? You know, let's give them the opportunity. So why don't you go ahead and prove me right? Otherwise, I'm going to have to create a burner email and make up some bullshit questions to send in all just to prove my own point. And you know what? I might do that anyway. And there's nothing you could do to stop me.
I've got nothing to say to that. That's okay. All right. So when we last left off, you were being menaced by an image on a security camera.
Ah, yes.
Do you remember what that image was?
A floating man with long, flowing white hair. Very Lucius Malfoy of him.
Yeah.
I may have just finished editing that episode a couple days ago, so it's fresh in my mind.
I may have just listened to it last night, so it is fresh in my mind. All right, so, Nihilus looks at you and asks if you've got a plan. And we both know the answer.
And I hold my gun out, on display for her, and, I say, well, first, I'm going to aim it at the vampire, and then I point at the trigger, and I say, yeah, you see that? That's the bang-bang switch. You pull the bang-bang switch, the gun goes bang, the vampire, with any luck, dies.
Roll finesse, please.
To see if I accidentally pull the trigger?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
17? Or, well, plus my thing. Hold on.
Yeah. Plus
not
thing.
Just a flat 17. Hold on. Let me pull this out. Finesse. 25.
Brannigan, don't pull that out. Put that away. 1 second. I actually have to open the Mythos notes to double check a character's thingamabob. And... Oh, yeah. You've got that beaten. Beaten by a long shot. Okay. Nihilus unexpectedly reaches for the gun in your hand.
And I like, kind of hold it above my head, like, Nihilus, no. What are you doing?
Would you like to roll instinct?
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing. What the fuck, dude? Instinct 18.
Alright, so, some more good news. You see the attack coming and you manage to take a step backward and you dodge a very deft sword swipe at your midriff.
Okay. What does Nihilus's face look like right now? Like angry? Concentrated?
Concentrated.
All right. I point the gun at Nihilus and I say, Nihilus, what the fuck?
And she narrows her eyes at you and says, do you even realize what you are anymore? And then she ends up glamoring herself out of view. You cannot see where she currently is. Ah! Caught it.
Oh, you. Oh, nice.
I dropped a die, everybody, and I had to catch it.
Okay, is there a door or anything behind me?
No, there's a door ahead of you.
Is that the door we came through?
Yes.
So this room only has one door?
Yeah, and a shitload of dead bodies and...
An invisible Nihilus.
And okay. The only light source is some computer monitors. The few ones that are still working are casting an eerie green glow over Hiccups, great. Over everything.
A welcome addition to any podcast.
Thank you, Allagash Beer, for giving me hiccups. It's tasty, for what it's worth.
Yes, free abandoned hotel beer. Always the best kind.
Free abandoned rusty yes. hotel beer. It's the rust that gives you hiccups.
Yeah, null. So the some people had left some drinks behind at my hotel, and I'm drinking one. It's a Smirnoff Ice, which I don't believe I've had since before I was old enough to drink. Well, other than the other day. I drank one of them the other day, but before that.
And it does, like, nothing.
And then Null got a Allagash Belgian wheat beer.
And, it's tasty.
Yeah. I don't drink beer, so I brought it to Null. He also got two cans of Yingling and a Michelob Ultra.
Yep. Not fancy, but...
Free.
Free. That's the important part. But no, this Allagash is really nice. There's kind of a citrusy finish, and it's warm in my tummy.
Mm, nice. Mm-hmm. All right, so back to the game.
Invisible Nihilus.
Yes. I want to dodge over to the computers with the monitors that are still on and try to knock them over so the monitors turn off and there's nowhere light in the room.
I mean, the monitors are secured to the wall.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to smash the screen then with, the butt of my gun.
All right. Go ahead and give me a fortitude roll, please.
21.
Okay. So, you are managing to at least crack the screens because these, flat screens are pretty sensitive mm-hmm. in that regard. But it's not like you're shattering them.
Uh-huh.
So there's still a faint glow in the room, but it's definitely a lot duller than it was.
Okay.
But much more importantly, give me another instinct roll, please.
Wait. My instinct die is stuck.
Or vision, I will say.
Go on. Where are you stuck in there? What the f- Oh.
What did you do?
It's stuck over on the side. Come on, get out of there, motherfucker. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, I need to get you a pencil.
There we go. Should I re-roll?
What'd you get?
A low number?
Do you promise?
Oh, is a low number good?
I'm not telling you.
I rolled a 5 on the die.
No, that's not good.
Okay, can I re-roll then? Since it got stuck?
Fine.
I just want to double check quick, make sure it didn't break it. Just weird.
Yeah, because you do kind of chuck the damn thing in there.
Well, it's heavy.
I know. That's why you drop it in gently.
Yeah. Okay, this time I rolled a total of 18.
Okay. Well, I have some bad news.
Okay. Did I get stabbed?
You do get stabbed.
God damn it, again?
Yeah, pretty badly, right in the side. Thankfully, it is, again, a short sword. So it can't go that deep. It's not it can go through you like the other sword. But it still doesn't feel great going into you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Can I tell where the attack came from?
For the moment, yeah. Go ahead and give me a vision roll to identify the exact positioning.
Is that a 9? It's either a 9 or, 18.
All right, I'll go ahead and give that one to you. Based on the positioning of the wound,
mm-hmm.
as well as a glimmer of light, because, I mean, glamour can only do so fucking much, you can see roughly where the sword is going in at, which gives you a rough idea of where she probably is. You don't see exactly, but you have a pretty good idea.
Okay, I would like to fire 3 shots at where I think she is.
Okay. Go ahead and roll... Finesse in this case.
All right. 12.
Oh, she only just barely managed to beat you on that one.
All right.
Yeah. The sword slides out of you, and you see this, shimmer of light as, something is fucking, you're moving the gun to point in that direction.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Complete with 3 Stooges sound effects. those shots did miss, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting a good idea of sort of how to fight this bullshit.
Okay. And as I, scramble to try to get away from where I think she is, I say, Nihilus, what the fuck? Seriously, let's just talk.
And she appears for a moment and says, you let your friends die. You always let your friends die. And she glamours away again, but not as well this time. You're able to get a better idea where she's going as she does her shimmery bullshit and vanishes. You hear a humming noise from the hallway, something not a human humming, but almost energy pulsing coming down the hallway.
Great.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Why do I feel like this is going to be a very short episode? Oh no. Starting with the fight with a fucking friend.
Friend, vampire, yeah.
So yeah, I'm kind of holding my side, trying to stop the bleeding a little bit with like my free hand. And I'm holding my gun ready out in front of me. And I say to Nihilus, I can see where she's at, kind of just by the glimmers, or...
You have a better idea of it right now. Mm-hmm. When she did her initial glamour effect to vanish, it didn't conceal her completely. So even though you can't really see her now, you know roughly where she should be.
Okay. All right. So I say to her, just because I couldn't help them doesn't mean I let them die. If there was something I could have done, I would have done it.
She does not reply. The humming is getting closer.
All right.
Ooh, I like that noise. I hope that got caught on the mics and then it makes it in.
What the?
Yeah, you did this little
grumpy thinking noise.
Yeah, it was this like little like growl, and it was like that was fucking badass. Yes. Almost as badass as this beer.
I'm glad you enjoy it so much.
I am too, considering it's rusty.
The cap was rusty, but the beer itself is not rusty.
Oh no! I know the secret. It's all actually liquid mercury, and you're trying to kill me.
You're under
me. That's what rusty mercury looks. That's not how mercury works.
All right. So I asked Nihilus, "Are you trying to sacrifice yourself to kill me or something? Because this is not exactly the right place for this conversation."
She does not reply.
God damn it, Nihilus. I say that out loud. God damn it, Nihilus.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Go ahead and give me an instinct roll.
Seventeen.
Okay. So, I have some bad news.
Yeah, of course you do.
You get pokey-poked again.
God damn it.
Yep. And this time it is kind of in the upper chesty area. And you feel winded, as one might imagine, getting stabbed in the upper chesty area. You know, there's those air sacs in there that you need to worry about.
Yes.
Yep. So that doesn't really help your situation. Not too much at all.
All right. Oh, I forgot to write down that I shot 3 bullets.
Oh, frankly, I forgot to do that, too.
Yeah. All right, can I see where she's at, roughly?
Vision, please.
19.
And... Yeah, you can outright see her outline. You know right where this little bitch is.
All right, so I fire 3 more shots at her.
All right.
Finesse, or no, vision again, right?
Finesse.
Fuck! 12 again.
All right, so, once again, some bad news. She has a really good instinct, I should mention.
Clearly.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you the specific number?
No. Mine is an evil laugh.
Yeah. So yeah, she dodges that shit again. It's 3 more bullets. In this case, you remember how it's a hand cannon you're wielding?
Yeah.
Not just a little pea shooter, like...
Mm-hmm.
But an actual blah, blah.
Yes. So that's the difference between guns, yep.
Yeah. It blows large holes in the door to the room, and you can see the vampire lord. Like, he is at the door, and his Like, he's leaning down and peeking through at you now.
Okay, great. Well, can I use my last two bullets on his face?
Sure.
Finesse?
Yes. I had to think for a second there.
Ooh, 24.
Ooh, yeah.
Now I'm getting the good shots. Don't get to kill Nihilus, that little treacherous, rude person. I get to blat-blat at a vampire's face.
And he flips backwards, and you hear a thud of something large and body-sized and shaped hitting the floor on the other side of the door.
That's possibly a good thing. All right. I'm going to take a second to reload, but I'm not going to, like, stay still while I do it. I'm going to, like, try to stay moving, try to not make myself an easy target.
I like that plan.
So I'm about 8 out of 132.
I feel really bad. I can't actually... I just listened to it, but I can't remember... Oh, Chandler House. Okay, I was trying to remember which one this is.
Mm.
I was like, wait. This one? But no. Okay, so... you just blat-blatted this thing. You were saying you were reloading.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you back at 8.
Yep.
All right, so what do you want to try and do when it comes to dealing with the little so-and-so?
I want to actually go out to the hallway and check on the vampire.
Okay. You're going to make an movement. And movement roll? Yeah, that's good.
And movement, okay. Oh, 11. That's not great. But I have been stabbed twice, so honestly that checks out.
Also, some really good news. You feel a of air against your back, and you realize that it kind of ended up dodging an attack anyway.
Oh, okay.
So... Yeah, she whiffed. She got a 1.
So I'm poor Nihilus, but also fuck you, Nihilus.
So you just hear this little fuck from behind you. So you go out into the hallway, and you see the vampire lord sort of scrambling on the floor. He's not outright dead,
mm-hmm.
but he's scrambling backward, and he's stumbling towards the stairs.
Okay, well, I would like to shoot his head a couple more times.
Go ahead and give it a finesse roll.
Fuck! So 9.
Okay, the first shot slaps the floor on the right of him, mm-hmm. and the second shot slaps the floor on the left of him, and you hear this little as he's, like, continuing to scramble away. And as he's reaching the top of the stairs, the doors downstairs, like, crash open again.
Great. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Backup has arrived.
Yeah. And Chandler starts to, crawl down the stairs head first. He's, like, stumbling and in terrible fucking shape. And hits the bottom. And you can just barely see where he's landed, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to step forward around the corner, or do you want to stay a few steps back?
I don't want to step around the corner, but I want to lean around the corner and empty my clip at him. Well, magazine, but yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and, in this case, give me vision roll.
Oh, God, I keep rolling really bad at my shoesting rolls. 13.
Okay. So I'm going to describe for you what you see as you round the corner and start to pull the trigger, okay?
Okay.
You cannot take that action back. You've already fired and missed.
Oh, great.
You see Jessica Vitiveris picking up Harvey Chandler and bringing a very large knife to his throat. And beginning to saw off his head. And the shots do not hit Harvey Chandler because you missed. They go thunk, thunk, straight through her chest. Oh. And she looks at you with these, like, venomous eyes. And she's just staring at you as you whip back around the corner. Give me an instinct roll. This is fear, please.
Fear 24.
You remember how you were really freaked out about vampires for a long time?
I'm really freaked out about vampires.
Oh, yeah, there's, that little, thumpity thump in your chest space is working overtime. Go ahead and give me another instinct roll, though.
Okay, hold on a second.
And high is good on this one.
High is good? Okay. We're 19.
Well, the good news is, you managed to hear the ha! As another sword blow was coming from to your left, actually,
mm-hmm.
you managed to duck down just as Nihilus becomes visible again for the briefest second as her sword slaps into the wall where your neck just was.
Oh, great. Okay.
So you have an exact knowledge of where she is. She became the briefest moment visible.
Okay, well, unfortunately, I just unloaded my gun, so I need to load up again.
Fair enough.
Okay, so I reload. That only takes a couple seconds, and I want to level up my gun at Nihilus's chest, or at least where I think it is, and fire two shots.
All right, go ahead and give it a go.
Is this going to be vision or finesse?
Finesse.
Finesse, 21.
And you got her right in the gut.
Okay.
And all you hear is this, and she stumbles back a few steps and is fading into view. And her hair begins to go gray. And there's just green blood pouring out onto her shirt and down the front of her onto the floor.
All right. What's the sitch with the vampire queen?
You're hearing steps coming up the stairs.
Okay, I would like to aim down the stairs and hopefully shoot her in the face.
All right.
Finesse or vision?
Finesse.
18.
All right.
How many shots did I fire? Three?
That's entirely up to you. How many shots did you
fire? I'll fire three shots before I decide what I'm doing next.
Okay, one second. All right, so unfortunately, she... Well, actually, no, you two just tied.
Flip a coin?
Fuck it, here.
Oh, okay.
It's a D20 style coin.
Or a...
symbol, which is 20.
Yeah. Okay, so do I want 20 or do I want one?
You want 20.
I got 20!
All right. You shoot her in the face, and her jaw claps off, and she continues towards you up the steps.
I would like to fire my remaining three bullets at her face.
She drops Harvey Chandler's head and reaches into her large poofy coat and pulls out the Bastard Lord's head and drops that on the floor. And she's just walking towards you with this look like, you little fuck. How fucking dare you? And she is parading on up. So you want to take some shots?
Yeah, I'll take my remaining three shots at her face.
Shots, 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 shots.
And this is going to be vision or finesse?
Finesse.
Aha, 24.
Let's see how she do. Oh my God.
What?
You just barely fucking got her. Where were you saying you were aiming?
Face.
Face? You shoot her three more times in the face, and she goes down. She is down.
Can I take an action?
It depends. Technically, it is another person's turn now.
Oh, okay.
But what were you going
to
say?
I wanted to go grab Nihilus' sword and cut the queen's head off.
Unfortunately, it is Nihilus' turn.
Okay.
She may have just gotten blatted, but... All right. Go ahead and give me instinct.
Oh, boy. 22.
All right. So, the good news is you managed to spot it coming. I will give you the narrowest room for an action. You will need to roll no matter what the action is, and it needs to be a really good roll.
Okay.
Because you've got like a fraction of a second. You spot Nihilus has managed to inch her way towards you with the sword. She's clutching at her wound, and she's about to bonk you over the goddamn head and knock you unconscious.
With the sword?
With the pommel of the sword, yeah.
Okay. I want to dodge. So is that going to be movement or... No, wait. Or is that going to be finesse?
That would be movement.
Oh, maybe I don't want to dodge then. Oh, no. Here's a much better thing. Because I'm strong. I want to try to grab her wrist to stop her. For a fortitude roll.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. 8, 10.
Well... We'll see if she's got the... Oh, shit, that was a really good roll.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm a big, strong boy. How is this little injured child gonna hurt me?
Because she rolled an 18.
Oh, God damn it, Nihilus.
Yeah, she ain't got much for strength, but the 18 made up for that shit.
Yeah.
She's got that rage juice in her veins.
Clearly.
Yeah. So you try to grab her wrist, and it stops her for the briefest moment, but your arm just buckles from the wounds. We'll chalk it up to the wounds in your side. And she bonks you the fuck over the head.
Okay, am I out?
You're out.
Oh, fuck.
So next one, you're waking up from your sweet, sweet being unconscious. I have some really bad news. What's your favorite usual way of sneaking out of, you know, captivity?
Blinking?
Yeah, guess what?
What?
Your eyes have been stabbed out.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
You ain't got no more peepers.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. So your instincts are now literally your only way of really doing anything vision wise. You no longer have a vision score. So.
Wow. Okay. That
Nihilus has been hanging out with you for a bit. She knows your tricks.
That makes being an assassin very difficult. You gotta spit your beer back out there, mister.
That makes being an assassin difficult. Yes, yes, it does. Oh.
Okay.
So you
do I have like bandages on my face or just like bloody holes where my eyes used to be?
It feels like something is over your face. You can't tell what because your arms are also tied behind your back.
Oh, cool.
And you hear sort of a wheezing pain sound, definitely a woman nearby. And have you actually said anything? I have to imagine Travis actually did say out loud, "Oh, fuck." That makes being an assassin hard.
I like to imagine that, yes.
So you hear Nihilus's voice from where the winded, wheezing sounds were coming from, saying, "Oh, good, you're awake."
Nihilus, I don't know if I'm happy you're alive or if I desperately want to kill you right now.
Likewise. I was debating just leaving you here for when the queen wakes up.
She's not dead? Fuck.
No, it takes a lot to kill these things.
Yeah, I noticed.
Usually chopping off their head.
Yeah, I was gonna do that, and then you fucking conked me on the head.
I did what I had to do.
Why my fucking eyes? I'm useless now.
I know.
Fuck you.
Do you even know how much damage you do to the world around you? You don't, do you? You have no comprehension.
I'm not worse than anybody else. There are thousands of people like me out there.
Not that many. Going by what your half-sister had to say.
What'd she say?
There's not that many Hellions in the world.
You talked to her? When did you talk to her?
Briefly before she left.
I don't just mean Hellions, though. I mean, there's a lot of other assassins out there, so... I mean, plenty of people fighting wars and all sorts of things. People committing crime just for the fun of it.
Yeah, but the Hellions are a good start. That and their parents.
So you're on some kind of vendetta now?
I kind of think so. And maybe it's stupid that I'm doing all of this just based on a few people that I met for an afternoon. But you know what? It feels like a purpose. And I was looking for a purpose. And it's better this than what you do, right?
Why'd you have to take my fucking eyes?
Because that is the key to you. You do everything by sight. You line up shots from a mile off. You teleport around using Blink. Everything that you do ends up being through just watching and waiting. You're worse than an animal in the jungle. Because at least an animal in the jungle only does what they do because they're hungry.
So am I on the ground tied up, or yes. Am I tied to... Okay, so I'm not tied to a chair. Hmm. Can I get up?
You're pressed up against a wall. You could probably shimmy your way to your feet.
Okay, I want to do that.
Okay. You shimmy your way to your feet, and you hear a gun cock. For what it's worth, it doesn't sound like the little pea shooter that she bought.
Does it sound like she took my gun?
It sounds like a blat blat, not a blat blat.
And I say, Nihilus, I can't even fucking see you. I'm not going to hurt you.
You have to imagine she's gesturing in some way, but you obviously can't fucking see it.
So I say, hello, you going to answer me?
Don't be so impatient.
Listen, just untie me so I can go finish the queen off, all right? Whatever your purpose is, I can't imagine it involves letting the vampire queen be alive. I can't imagine she's any better than I am.
She keeps Oberon in check.
So that's the only reason you wanted to come with me? You just wanted, like, why wait till we got here?
Because out here, you couldn't fall back on someone else for help. You couldn't summon reinforcements. You can't pull another gun out of your ass. You are stuck with just what is on you and what is in this house. And I took a calculated gamble, and it paid off. There's not much here. There's a lot of debt, and there's now a few knives around. And there's a whole lot of heads on the floor. So if you think that you can magic your way out of this, if you think that you can kill me with a rolling head on the floor, then I invite you to do it.
I don't want to kill you, Nihilus. No, I never wanted to kill you. I thought we were friends. And you know, now I'm starting to see why I don't have very many friends, is because they always do something like this to me.
The friends that don't backstab you end up dead. That's the number one thing I've learned. The friends that backstab you, they're the ones that survive you. And I'd like to survive you.
Based on where her voice is, can I tell kind of roughly where she is?
Give me an instinct roll. Actually, hold on. I don't know what your result was. But what is your current instinct score?
8.
Bump that up to a 12.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I guess not having a vision score bumped up my instinct score.
Yeah. By just shy of half.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a total of 31 then.
All right. Yeah, you know exactly where the fuck she is.
Okay. So I want to go and stand over her and say... You want to shoot me, then fucking shoot me. Be done with it.
And you hear the softest little footsteps start to pad away, and you hear something being lifted. You're not exactly sure what.
Can I try to finesse my way out of my hands being bound?
You can certainly try to. It's going to take, like, a phenomenal score.
I'll try.
It's worth it.
18, so not phenomenal.
Yeah, just didn't quite manage to pull that off. I say didn't quite. It was It was a long ways off, but I was trying to be polite. So,
can I hear Nyla's breathing near me or anything, or am I pretty sure that those were her footsteps moving away?
That was definitely her walking away. She's not that far off, though. Like I said, you hear her lifting something off of the floor.
And I can't tell what?
Yeah, you're not quite familiar enough with just going by sound. You are very used to using your eyes for, like, everything.
Right.
She kind of hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah. Hence my declaration that I'm useless now.
And then your instinct rose. And yeah. It's like, oh, that's kind of useful.
Yeah. So I say to her, so are you just going to hang around here all day waiting for the Vampire Queen to wake up?
Something like that.
You just figure that she's going to automatically take your side because you killed me or tried to kill me, whichever it ends up being?
No. I might die today. I knew that going in. I wrestled with that for a long time. Well, long time in this case being like 3 days, but she's young, so fuck it.
I know I can't see, but can I try to blink? What happens if I try to blink?
You've never tried it with, like, no visibility.
Okay, can I try it?
Yeah, sure.
I want to blink over to where, try to blink, I should say, to wherever her voice is. And I rolled a 17.
Okay. You feel the energy sputtering through you, but there isn't a target.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, there's howling wind and freezing cold, and your face is wet.
Oh, am I outside all of a sudden?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. Cool. Am I on the ground?
Yeah. You are currently in the fetal position, and without having a wall to sort of shimmy up against, mm-hmm. you'll be very hard pressed to actually get into a standing position. You'll really, your movement will need to be pretty fucking shiny to pull it off.
Great. Well, can I try my can I try to finesse my way out of the my bonds again? I don't know. Maybe that got shuffled in the blink.
You can. It's still going to be pretty steep.
Okay, well, I'm still going to try. 13. So even worse than last time.
You accidentally make them tighter.
Oh, great.
I'm just kidding.
No, okay.
I was tempted, but it's like, no, that's not low enough. If it were lower, that'd be different.
Yeah.
So do we want to sort of fast forward a tiny bit then?
No, I want to try to get up.
You're going
to
still keep shuffling around and shambling? Okay. All right, go for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to stand. 17.
All right. You don't quite manage to get into a standing position. You're kind of in this, like, kneeling position, and you're mm-hmm. able to kind of shuffle on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where the house is. The howling wind is making it a bitch to figure out much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're mobile, mm-hmm. and you're not face first in the snow.
This is good.
Yeah. So you're still pretty damn cold, but you're temporarily functional.
Okay. I want to shuffle until I can hopefully, like, run into a tree, I guess.
Okay. You're shuffling. You're shuffling.
Every
you're
day shuffling. I'm shuffling.
Every second you're shuffling. And you don't seem to be running into anything. It just seems to go on and on. Now, you remember this is a big yard, and there was, like, nothing here except for a fence and the house.
Yeah, but I'm not even hitting... Oh, yeah, there's a fence. I'm not even hitting a fence.
You haven't, no.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you're starting to really get stressed out, and you're having to just take deep breaths and remind yourself that it's just different now that you don't have eyes.
Okay. I am going to suck in a big lung full of air and then scream with rage, which I'm not going to do in real life because it is 11:30 and you have neighbors.
I appreciate that.
So just imagine a rageful scream as done by me.
Okay. So you let out this rageful scream and you're still kneeling there in the snow. And it's been a while since you felt this completely without hope. And you genuinely start to wonder if you're going to just die here.
Yeah, I might just fucking freeze to death.
Yeah.
But in some way, that's kind of better than staying with Nihilus, being all holier than thou at me, because I did not appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I would imagine not. It just doesn't seem like your jam.
No, no, it's really not.
Yeah. So,
can I try to stand again? I mean, I feel like being on my knees, I feel like I might be able to get into the standing position from there. I'm a pretty fit person.
Sure. You're absolutely welcome to try that.
14.
And to your surprise, you do find that you're able to actually stand up. But it takes you a second to realize that it's because you've actually gone numb, and someone was helping you by lifting you by your hair.
Great.
Yeah. And you feel breath on your cheek. I'm not going to say warm breath, but you feel breath on your cheek, and a little voice whispers, "Gotcha."
Queen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Your Highness. Somebody else was paying better.
The Vampire Queen laughs as she readies to chop off your head. "Wait," Nyla says. Jessica pauses, but not because she was told to. More out of confusion. "Don't kill him," Nyla says. "Why shouldn't I?" Jessica replies. "Don't kill him," Nyla clarifies. Jessica narrows her eyes, a sick cherry-lipped smile creeping across her pale face. "Why shouldn't I?" "He doesn't deserve death. Death would be a relief, a freedom from penance for all the harm he callously brings to the world. Best to leave him alone somewhere that he can't return from, to sit with his feelings, to finally discover what guilt feels like." Jessica drops you to the ground. "I like you, girlie. What was your name again?" Year 12. Brian Frakes and his crew have been at sea for weeks now, looking for abandoned ships in international waters. There's a great deal of money to be made bringing these rotting husks back to land, and today they've hit a damn fine prize. It's an old freighter loaded with shipping containers. Brian summons his crew to board, but only one agrees, a reliable fellow named Charlie Shaw. The others aren't normally a cowardly lot, but something feels wrong here. So Brian and Charlie board alone, perusing the piles through a nasty fog that cuts visibility down to just a few feet. It's an uneventful exploration right up until there's a sound from nearby, clear and high as a little silver bell. Charlie hears it first, but it's Brian who realizes someone must still be here. They're off like a shot from a gun, shouting and searching, eager to help whoever is stranded. And when they find the sound, it's in a container, ringing and echoing once every few moments. Much work goes into opening the damn thing, and inside is one man, haggard, missing his eyes.
"Sorry, guys. I guess this just isn't your lucky day."
There it is. How do you feel?
Something. Wasn't quite the end I was expecting for Travis.
No, but I feel like this doesn't slam the door on him, but it definitely changes the nature of the character.
Right. When I say end, I shouldn't mean like absolute finale, but maybe just season finale. Might pick him up again in the future.
Yeah.
If I feel like playing a blind character.
I will go ahead and mention that if you don't choose to pick him up, he'll absolutely be entering the list as an NPC.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm aware of how it works. You know, the way characters pop up in the background.
Exactly. It's
something fun to kind of connect the world together.
Yep. I like to do my world connectivity shits. So, all right. That has been Midtown Mythos, Season 3.
Yeah.
That feels weird to say. Before we close out, do we want to reveal, or do we want me to reveal a little more information about next season, or do we want to keep that a secret?
You already talked a little bit about it the last episode. Let's keep it it's a secret, and we plan on releasing a trailer for that next season.
Yeah.
To give a little bit,
a
little bit of a hint. So let's just leave it for that.
All right, sounds like a plan. So that just leaves our
usual
closing credits.
Yeah.
So a very, very, I'm going to call it grief-filled final thanks, at least for now, mm-hmm. to Days and Days. Next season, I do intend to have a completely different theme attached to it because, honestly, as much as I love post-party depression, it just will not fit next season as much as I wanted it to.
Yeah.
So you guys were great to let us use that. Hopefully we can continue using it whenever we get back to this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fear not, though, if you can't bear to go a few months without hearing our lovely, lovely voices, we do have our other podcast, The Long Shot Club, where we chit-chat about movies.
Yep. There is also still the show Discord, where Bran loves to run games of Mythos for Nathan and Tom.
Tom, yep, Tom is the other person.
I just called him Mr. Steel Yo Nanites on there.
Yes,
so.
I saw your updated nicknames for us.
Yeah.
That was very kind of you. Right? I was amused by your name also for the bot, RNG Sus.
I was really proud of my nickname.
I've already forgotten what your nickname for yourself was.
Oh, Innocence Personified.
Sure, yes. It's definitely not you who did all this.
No, definitely not.
To give you a brief recap of... you don't have to time it. I'll just be brief, I promise. I just like the pressure of a timer.
I know, that's why I like doing it.
Okay, well, I might just ignore it anyway.
All right, go ahead.
But yeah, so the most exciting things that's happened lately, there was some fighting of dragons, and then Nathan's character, Matt, went back in time, so it all unhappened, which is a little bit disappointing. But he started his own magic flight club, and he also combined a dog with magic. Noel looks so surprised. He also looks tired, so I'll be brief. And then Tom's character, Peter, discovered that his apparently not-so-loyal AI, who had already been going behind his back, creating a body for herself, and kind of, when he was unconscious, to have a brain chip implanted. Turns out she implanted a couple extra things in there, including something that allowed her to read his mind. And so... they had a very surprisingly emotional parting of the ways. Probably one of the most emotional moments that's ever occurred in that game. But it was pretty cool, you know, the way, you know, a role-playing game can inspire those emotions in you.
Kind of like the time that you cried over Keith.
Yes, like exactly like the time I cried about Keith.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, Saint was the name of the AI. It was an acronym for something, but none of us remember what, because she's existed for... the game's been running for a few years now, and she's existed for a while.
Silly ass intelligence network. Tassels?
I was going to say tutus, but yes.
Tassels, tutus.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, she assured him that, you know, she'd only done it for her protection and that she never intended to hurt him. And yeah, it was very, it was a pretty cool little scene. But yeah, if you want to join in that game, hit me up either on Discord or on Twitter. There's a link to the Discord on both our Facebook and on the Twitter. Otherwise, you can message me on Twitter and I can send you another link for it. If you're interested in joining, we'd be happy to have more people join us. You know, we're a small enough podcast that we can offer things like that
oh, yeah.
without it getting completely out of hand.
Yeah. So to those ends, the show Twitter and Facebook are both at Midtown Mythos. And then the Patreon is Stars and Void. I basically maintain the Patreon entirely myself. There's a whole slew of tiers, so basically however much you'd feel like donating, if anything, chances are there's something that you'll get out of the deal. It could be as simple as you get to read cute little mini adventures that I write on the side every few months, or it might be something as robust as you get to tell us to watch a movie.
Yeah, that we would watch for other podcasts. But yeah, both of our podcasts, we also have like a Patreon exclusive for Mythos. We have Underground Mythos, or and so again, it's monthly. And sometimes we have specials of us playing another game. Sometimes we have a little behind the scenes stuff.
Sometimes it's just us shooting the shit or being losers.
Yeah, just chit-chatting about random other things, you know, whatever we think of, something that we think would be fun to talk about. It's not necessarily related to the show.
More often than not, there's some tangential connection.
Yeah, but lately we've done a few tangentials, but we do have in the pipeline, we're planning on, we've got an episode called Behind the Bastard Lord, because I'm a fan of the show Behind the Bastards, and then we were talking about...
We love you, Robert Evans!
We do. We were talking about Behind the Bastards, and then the Bastard Lord, and I was like, wait a minute. Then we're also going to do one about ghosts, and one about dragons.
And their cloaca. I'm just kidding.
That might come up. That might come up.
You'll ask me about cloaca, I know in advance.
Well, I've already done the research, and they would, in fact, have cloaca.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I know. It's a little like Yoshi. Yoshi would have a cloaca.
Yeah, that's things I didn't need to know about Yoshi.
His big, crusty cloaca.
Gross.
Yeah.
Can we end this now?
No, because we still have to talk about the Twitters and
didn't
the show
email.
Didn't
I already do that?
Not our Twitters.
Okay, well, my Twitter's at BrandonGinStar with two R's.
Mine's at MXMNull. Come chat with me about cloaca.
Yeah, I'm not going to chat with you about cloaca, so if you've got a dying need, I would suggest talking to him. And you can also email him about cloaca at midtownmailbag@gmail.com.
Or alternately, again, we're going to be waiting a hot minute before we do the big retrospective, so send in some questions. We'd love to sit there and shoot the shit about that and mention you on the show, because frankly, we love the people that listen to the show.
Yeah,
we know that there's about 50 of you, give or take, and why haven't you written in yet?
Yeah, seriously, come on.
God damn it, people.
I mean, we appreciate you and shit, but like, come on. Actively participate, y'all.
Come on, this is a classroom, damn it. I expect some participation.
Yeah, that's how else are you gonna get a passing grade?
Yeah.
Y'all getting like D's right now. Except for Nathan. And you know what? Scout in Manhattan, they're also both of them are maintaining A's right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they got them they got them good grades.
They got them good grades. All right, thanks, y'all.
Oh,
thank
and also
you.
Share with a friend. Goodbye.
Oh wait, no, I was gonna say some words.
Oh.
I just wanted to say thank you all. Null and I have so much fun creating this show, and it's been a pleasure. Again, we're not going anywhere.
It's going to be a hot minute until
we're taking
season
a break
four,
for a few
but that's just because I need to finish setting up something big.
Yeah, I mean, you know, combining another two games and, you know, working in a world that you're less familiar with, it's pretty exciting.
And functionally rebuilding those two worlds so they actually fit together.
All right. Anyway, thanks again, guys.
Bye.